welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are here for you. If you need us, give us a call, 321-454-4263. We may not be able to do everything, but if you need somebody to stand with you in faith, if you need someone to pray for you, if you're struggling with fear, we can certainly pray for you and help to build you up in your most holy faith. It is a gift from God that He places within each and every one of us, and we want you to be utilizing your faith during this very, very difficult season. And I want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. If there is anything in Brevard County that is essential besides grocery stores and gas stations, besides medical personnel, and churches are essential too, but air conditioning in Florida is essential. And so I want to encourage you, if your AC is having some problems, give the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If you're having electrical issues, don't just sit around hoping that those things are going to get better. Call the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. They do air conditioning, they do heating, they do electrical. Give them a call, and they can come and remedy that situation, and you can sleep wonderfully at night. You know, if there's any smell, now, around my house, my kids, when they were growing up, they messed with me because I could smell whenever something was burning. And so at one point in time, my son was in there, and he said, "Dad's going to emerge from the bedroom in 3, 2, 1, and about that time, I opened the door and said, is somebody burning something out here? They had been cooking some pizza rolls or something. And I could smell it all the way into the bedroom. I take electrical issues very, very seriously. I guess that happens when you're a kid. And the very first time your parents leave you alone, I was 13. They went to the grocery store. They were gone for probably about a half an hour. First time they'd ever left us without a grandparent. We'd had fried shrimp for dinner that night, and my mother had already washed the dishes. She had cleaned the counters. She had already turned off the deep fryer. But what they didn't know was that the switch to the deep fryer had failed, and it was on high, even though the switch indicator said that it was off. And so I was sitting there. I was the one in control, in charge, and noticed that there was some vapors rising from the deep fryer. So I walked over, made sure the switch was off. And when I unplugged it, the spark from the electrical outlet ignited those vapors and caught the kitchen on fire. So you can imagine they did not leave me alone again until I was 47 years old. But because of that, I take electrical issues very, very seriously. Don't just sit around waiting, hoping that they're going to be resolved. Call the folks at Wyrick Air, and they can get you up and running, and that would be a wonderful thing. I want to tell this to you as well. I preached a message on my way back from my mother's funeral from the front seat of my car. The churches were have been, you know, not allowed to have more than 10 people in live attendance, and so I preached from the front seat of our car in a hotel parking lot. And I talked about things that are essential in the lives of believers. Today, I want to alter that message just a little bit here at the beginning and tell you, you are essential. You're essential to God. He created you on purpose, for a purpose. You are not a cosmic accident. You are not a born loser. You are not disposable. You are essential. If you have not discovered your giftings and your place in the body of Christ yet, please do so. The body of Christ needs you. What we don't need more critics. What we need are more participants in the ministry who know Jesus, who know their God, and will do great exploits. The Bible says the people who know their God will do great exploits. What God can do in me, what God can do in you, what he can do through us both is absolutely vital. It is essential to people hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. How will they hear unless someone goes forth with the message? How can that person go unless they are sent? There is layers upon layers of essential ministry that are just waiting for the body of Christ to step up and say, I'm going to do my part. And Jude, it says that the saints, it's been committed to the saints. The ministry of the gospel, it's been committed unto us once and for all. In other words, we are God's A team, and there is no B team. There's no backup plan. We are vital to fulfilling God's will and God's purposes in this day and time. You are not born out in the wrong time. You are born for just the perfect time. And I encourage you to step forth, grow, and become the saint that God intends for all of us to become. So we're going back today to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Yesterday, we talked about the cause and effect, the cause being because you have made even the Most High your dwelling place, because you made the Lord, even the Most High your dwelling place. I just, for understanding point, who is my refuge? I know it's there. I just wanted to let you know that making God the place that we dwell is of utmost importance. Because of that, no evil shall befall you, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. That dwelling is the Most High God. It's the same word there. Even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. So that's where we ended yesterday. Today we're going to talk about the why. We're going to talk about the why. And it says, for he, capital H, shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So we're going to start today in verse number 11, and we're going to talk about this process. Why will no evil befall us? Why will no plague come near your dwelling? And remember that the Lord our God Most High, he is our dwelling place. It says, for he, capital H, will give his angels charge over you. Angels, the angels that serve God, are constantly before his throne. The word angel is a word that means messenger. A messenger is not a person who goes forth with his own message, but one who goes forth with a message of a greater authority. In this case, that greater authority being God. I will tell you that angels are not cute little cherub-looking creatures. They are intimidating. They are powerful. When they act with the authority with which God has sent them forth, they succeed in their mission. It doesn't matter how much of humanity rises against them. It doesn't matter about the fallen angels, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness. Angels are formidable spiritual beings. And it says that God is going to command the angels, he's going to give them charge over us. That doesn't mean He's going to place them over us. It means that you are their assignment. You are their assignment. And their assignment is to keep you in all your ways. So it is keeping you spiritually. It is keeping you free from fear during this time. It is keeping you healthy. It is keeping you sound psychologically. It is keeping you financially. There is a tremendous arena. And so when we have chosen to make God, the Lord Most High, our dwelling place, the angels are there to make sure that we succeed. The Bible talks about that we would succeed in whatever we put our hand to do. Now, let me give you this one little clarification there, and that is this. When we are serving God, the things that we are going to put our hand to do to accomplish are the things that are going to please God, that have been assigned by God, that are in, They are in line with the character of God, the nature of God, and the purpose of God. So that's what we're going to put our hand to. We're going to say, God, what is it you're looking for? And the angels come alongside, and they are there to keep us. And all the angels are there as a force of protection. So, it goes on and it says, in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. I will tell you this, that the angels are there to protect us even during those times where we might get our eyes off of Jesus and we get our eyes on the wind and the waves. Now, I have not figured out how Peter got his eyes on the wind yet. That's pretty tough to do. But in those momentary lapses, I will tell you that after several decades of being in relationship with my wife, that there have been times when she helped support me, helped keep me. And there have been times when I've been there to help support her. And our kids, we were there to support them. Sometimes they were there to support us. Thank God that this is not about my ego and it's not about your ego. It's not about the angels' ego. The angels don't have an ego. They have one mission, to go where God tells them to go, to do what God tells them to do, to speak what God tells them to speak. And in relationship to us, that means that they will keep us in a hands-on manner in all our ways. Now, many of you, when you hear that, you get a little freaked out. Well, what does that mean? that they're hands-on. I believe that the normal activity of heaven is that it is a dynamic ministry effort, all commanded by Almighty God. So when you read Revelation, you're going to find that there are angels who have specific assignments. There are some things that angels never, ever stop doing. It says, whenever they do this, this happens, and they never stop doing this. So I'm so thankful that I don't have to worry about an angel with an ulterior motive. I'm not looking for a Clarence to get his wings. I think that was his name in It's a Wonderful Life. I'm not looking for an angel who's trying to figure it out on his own apart from God. I'm here to tell you that God, he is very interested in every detail of your life. And he mobilizes all of heaven's resources to make sure that we stay on the path we're supposed to be on and fulfill the purpose that we were created to fulfill. You know what? I believe, I absolutely believe this. My body will not die until I have fulfilled my purpose in my generation and the generation to come. That was what it said about David. There came a time where David couldn't even keep himself warm in his bed. But he didn't die then. You know why he didn't die then? I'm going to tell you why he didn't die. He didn't die because at that point in time, there was still kingdom business that needed to be done. There was a successor to sit upon his throne. There were people with their own agendas, and King David came alongside and said, you might have had that agenda, but this is the agenda that God has, and he succeeded. He did not cease to live. He did not enter the grave until he had fulfilled his purpose in his generation. So I'm not going to waste my time living in fear. And I'm going to welcome divine assistance. Listen, I firmly believe that when the Bible talks about demonic activity in the scriptures, that didn't go extinct whenever, you know, the last word in the scriptures was written. I think that there's still demonic activity that goes on. I think that there are still principalities and powers at work. And I still know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so if the hordes of hell are trying to prevent you from succeeding, I have greater confidence that God, in all of his compassion, is stacking the deck for us so that we will be successful. All for human networks and networking and human giftings and all of that, but it will never, ever replace the blessing that we have available to us in divine assistance. He says, in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot up against a stone. Now, I want to take you to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to read verse number 1. Matthew 4, 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus responded to the devil's temptation to utilize his spiritual authority to satisfy a human craving, and he responded to that temptation with the Word of God. We need to know the Word of God so that we can use it to respond to temptation. We hide the Word of God in our heart that we might not sin against him, but we also need to understand what it means. Because I want to show you what the very next tactic that the devil used was. But then verse number 5, then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, listen to this, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Can I just remind you of the one thing that he did not mention during that time, and that was to keep you in all your ways. He completely left out that part. He quoted two full verses of the Bible. He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. That's Psalm 91, 10 and 11, with the exclusion of verse number 11 and 12. I'm sorry, not 10 and 11, 11 and 12. And he excluded the one prepositional clause in there to keep you in all your ways. Listen, Satan knows the Word of God. It says, you believe in God? Great. Even the demons believe and tremble. The demons have greater understanding and appreciation for God than what many human beings do. Many people say, oh yeah, I know God. I heard about him once and I used his name, but the demons know that he's the omnipotent God. They know he's victorious. They know he's not a plaything. And so whenever the enemy comes in and begins to distort the word of God, then you had better know what that passage meant in the first place. You need to be able to respond to the distortion of the word with the integrity of the word. And so this is what Jesus said. It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. That's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 16. That means that it is not for us to put ourselves in dangerous, precarious situations. We're not to take actions and just cast ourselves down, just whenever we want and say, oh, well, God will catch me. My wife tossed me something from the kitchen the other night, and, you know, I was expecting a toss, and she threw me a heater. I mean, it was a fastball. Her aim, I mean, she threw it with her left hand, too, if I remember right, which she's not left-handed, she's right-handed. And she threw it with such force that it went right through my hands, and I'm reasonably athletic. I may not have the reflexes that I once did, but I'm still reasonably athletic. And I'm telling you, it bounced off of my chest, popped up in the air, and I had to go looking for where that thing was. I didn't even have time to react. I finally found it. Okay, I'm going to confess. It was a cookie. It was a cookie, and it was wasted. Let's have this moment of silence. But when you and I are find ourselves in a situation where things are coming at us faster than what we can process, we need to have the Word of God deeply entrenched in our lives, layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. I pray that this radio program is not the totality of the word input in your life. I believe that you need to be reading the word devotionally. I believe that you need to be studying the word as a disciple. I believe that you need the word of God being put into your life, and that there are people, you have your devotions, you have your pastor speaking into your life. There needs to be layer upon layer so that when temptation comes, you say, well, let me tell you what that passage was really intended to do. And that was this. It wasn't about me tempting God, which is what happens when we do our own thing willy-nilly. I know some people who operate that way with their finances. They don't ever pray about anything. They don't ask if they should get this or they should get that. They just go out and do whatever it is and say, oh, well, God will take care of me. And some of those people have learned a very difficult lesson. And that is, we need to do our finances the way that God's word tells us to do our finances. It is not about our actions tempting God. It is God in Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12, has, in response to us, setting or making him our dwelling place. Okay, so let me go back to Psalm 91. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. And I'm going to drop down to verse number 11. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In all the ways that we're doing that as his dwelling place. And as a result of that, no evil will befall us, and no plague is going to come near our dwelling place. I don't know about you. I just know about me. I want my life to be as successful as it can possibly be for the kingdom of God. I want to use every available means that God has provided in order to make my journey successful because I want to represent him well. There are things that I do not do because I will not compromise my integrity and bring shame upon the kingdom of God. I had a person knew that I was a pastor, and they said, if you will do this, we'll be okay. And this involved a misrepresentation. It involved a falsehood. It involved me lying. And my response was, my integrity is worth more to me than that particular convenience. I will not lie to you. I will not lie to anybody else. And if that means that I have to do something that is not as convenient, I would rather be inconvenienced than untruthful. And so I pray today that as you're going about your life, that you will realize that God wants you to be successful in everything that you do. And he's dispatched angels, messengers from the throne room of God, to tell you that they're with you. We're in this together. This is all Team God. We're all on God's team to see Jesus glorified, his name exalted, and broken lives restored, and bringing glory and honor to Jesus. See, I love a great transformational story. I love it when God shows up and shows off all of his might. Listen, God is good. You and I, the process that he will use to keep us safe, whether it's evil or whether it's a plague, he says, I'm going to give a divine mandate on your behalf. Wouldn't it be great to have a dispatch from the throne room of heaven? I pray that all of us today, we will truly appreciate that we live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. There's an old hymn that said, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. I will tell you this, before he ever went to the cross, you were on his mind. He's never taken his eye off of you. He's always moved with compassion for you. And he is issuing decrees on your behalf and my behalf. I think when we get to heaven, we're going to find out the devil wanted to do us a whole lot more harm than what he did, because God kept intervening over and over and over again. I pray today that God will keep you safe, that he will keep you healthy, and he will move heaven and earth on your behalf. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Thank
program.
Thank you for God tuning bless. In today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Of the rhythm, my heart.